Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Hey, Kohl's two-day sale is here.
Last one in the car is a rotten egg.
Come to Kohl's two-day sale this Friday and Saturday and save on hundreds of items throughout the store. All Junior's fashion jeans are just $29.99. Save 20 to 50% on all backpacks. 40 to 50% on Mrs. Nine and Company and Access Modern Sportswear. 20 to 50% on all shoes and boots. And 50% on all frames. Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale this Friday and Saturday only. Kohl's. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Who do you trust? Do you trust the Agriculture Department to tell if your meat is safe? Well, today the U.S. government announced it's setting higher standards for announcing a mad cow warning. It's not setting higher standards for the feed given to the cattle, which causes the brain-dissolving disease. It is not requiring tighter inspections to prevent the spread of the disease. It is not restricting which cattle can be sold and slaughtered or how sick they can be. What they are doing is making it harder for a warning to be issued to the public. They will wait longer and do more tests and not announce it publicly. Now it'll take three tests instead of one to trigger a mad cow warning. The beef industry, hailing the system change, they say it'll help protect our industry by maintaining consumer confidence and reducing market volatility. Some new intelligence claims from the Bush administration, a senior Justice Department official says. Information from a third person corroborates an al-Qaeda plot against the U.S. The official says the source is not one of the two suspects recently captured in Pakistan, but he says the information is similar. It was supposedly developed before the Sunday warnings issued for New York, Washington, and Newark, New Jersey. This corroborating information, they say, did not specify targets in the U.S. or say when an attack might be planned. But this Bush administration official says it so closely tracks the intelligence about the financial buildings being under al-Qaeda surveillance that it contributed to their decision to issue the public warning Sunday. A U.S. counterterror official says the surveillance information last week was married with the very recent and current activity from al-Qaeda, indicating the group's interest in attacking this year. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill today, intelligence officials defended their agencies, citing important changes made since the 9/11 attacks. The officials said they don't oppose changes in the intelligence system. They say reforms, though, should take into account the intelligence community as it exists today. House and Senate lawmakers are holding hearings as they try to get legislation ready for these changes by next month. The State Department warning Americans against travel to Israel following the kidnapping of a U.S. citizen last week. The travel advisory urges Americans to leave Gaza immediately and defer travel to the West Bank because of security concerns. That kidnapped American was released several hours later. And today, more than 200 North American Jews welcomed to their new home in Israel. It was the second such single-day mass migration in the last month. There has been a sharp drop in immigration since Israeli-Palestinian violence started 4 years ago. The Israeli economy had some problems. Israel is hoping to revive immigration from the West, particularly the U.S. of A. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
The Republicans are so concerned about the sanctity of marriage. Why are they not concerned about reality television exploiting it for entertainment value?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
There are a lot of things that y'all stand for that I don't. And it chaps my butt to be taken for granted that I'm going to vote Republican.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Good evening. You're back for more. Well, bless your hearts. It's 7 minutes past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. The phone number, if you'd like to join in the fun and frivolity in a more direct way than just passively sitting back on your ass and listening, if you want to call in, the number is 866-303-2270. And that challenge is particularly addressed to people of the right-wing persuasion, Republicans, Bushbackers, freaks, monsters, morons, any of you people who think George Bush is a good president. We'd love to hear from you. Now, see, when you start out that way, Mike, it guarantees you intimidate them and they will not call. Bunch of damn cowards. No, anyway, you are welcome if you're a right-winger. I promise I will not beat up on you. We just want to hear what you have to say and make great fun of you behind your back after you hang up. That's all. So, you know, while you're on the phone, we'll be very gentle with you. Speaking of Bush freaks, on the way to the studio tonight, we're driving. I have to go through like 3 or 4 very small towns to get here to the studio, all packed in. They're really just suburbs of Atlanta, but places that, like Avondale Estate, Stone Mountain, Decatur, what else? We go through 4 or 5 little jurisdictions. Anyway, about halfway here, we get behind a Mercedes. Oh, that's a nice sound. We get behind a Mercedes. Little red Mercedes Sportster, and there's a white female driving it, and cute little car. And it's got a Bush-Cheney 2004 bumper, whatever, bumper sticker in the back window. And, you know, we're driving in. We got the kid in the basket, you know, strapped in. And Kathy and I are looking. And I said, you know, how can that be? Is it just the money? Is it just a money thing for people who still support Bush? How do you vote for, much less advertise the fact that you're going to vote for, a man who is responsible for so much unnecessary death? How do you Republicans do it? It's a fair question. I'm not here to kick your ass. I'm here to ask you questions. How do you do that? This is a man who tries over and over again to make it harder for you and your spouse and your children to breathe. This is a man who makes it more difficult for you and your nephews and nieces and your spouse and your children to find a lake that's not filled with mercury or pollution. A forest that's not half eaten away with acid rain. How do you people do it? I ask you sincerely. This is coming from my heart. How can you vote to reelect this monster? How do you do this? A man who would end all government oversight of health and safety rules to protect you and your children and your spouse and your grandmammy and your auntie and your uncle and the freak cousin of yours that lives in the attic and eats bugs. How do you do this? How do you carry a bumper sticker on the back of your Mercedes for a man who prevents government spending on medical research? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you say you're going to vote to re-elect a man who was not elected to begin with and a man who demonstrates daily his gross ignorance of the events that are swirling around him and demonstrates daily by his actions his inability even to comprehend those events? How do you do it? How do you do it, Miss Mercedes driver? How do you do it? I don't understand this. I don't understand it. And I have a high school education, for Christ's sake. I went all the way through 12th grade. I've even got some college. I don't understand this. How do you do it? How do you, I don't care if you're driving a pickup truck or a Mercedes, how do you carry on the back of your vehicle a Bush-Cheney 2004 bumper sticker? How do you do that? And I don't understand how and why we Americans have allowed ourselves to become so divided. That is the fault of these Republican thugs, this Christian right, this neo-fascist political right. Remember during the campaign in 2000 when Bush and his people painted Bush as a moderate? Do you remember that? A uniter, not a divider. What was his term? A compassionate conservative? So he loses the election, has it given to him nonetheless by Supreme Court justices who bend the law to the point where it was screaming and then demonstrating no grace, no humility, no respect for the majority of Americans who voted not to elect him. He governs from the hard right. A political philosophy, the hard right, that the majority in this country has shown time and time again we want no part of. How did this happen? How does some 30-something white suburbanite woman driving a red Mercedes convertible in front of me and my wife and my kid coming into the studio tonight, how does she have a bumper sticker in her back window that says Bush-Cheney 2004? It should say Bush Satan 2004. I mean, if you're going to vote for these demons, at least be honest. I don't get it. Like I said, I'm a high school graduate. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe you have an idea. Do we have a call in program tonight? We don't? Okay. We're going to cover tonight some of the signature achievements of George W. Bush. It's at opednews.com. Anthony Wade wrote it. We've done this before. I've done this before on the programs that I've been involved in, but it bears some repeating. This is something that should be posted underneath the headline of every single newspaper in the country. This is something that should be on the scroll on the bottom of CNN and MSNBC and the freaks at Fox and every organization that calls itself a news-gathering organization or has even a passing familiarity with journalism should be putting this stuff out there every single day, hourly. This should be posted. It should be at every website. It should be all over the place. What the Bush crime family has done to this country in less than 4 years. And I'm not just talking about changing a massive a surplus into a massive deficit. That's the least of the concerns that I have. Because capitalism will always find the money. I'm talking about the other stuff. In addition to that, the other stuff, the really bad stuff. You like fish? God help you if you eat freshwater fish in this country more than once or twice a month. And if you're a woman and you're pregnant, don't touch it. Don't even walk near it when you go into a supermarket. It's loaded with stuff that will kill your unborn child. Mercury. And Bush and his thuggish Environmental Protection Agency wants to increase the amount of mercury. How do you do that? How do you drive your red Mercedes convertible through little suburban towns around Atlanta on your way to God knows where with a sign on the back of your car that says Bush Cheney 2004? How do you do it? How do you do it? Coming out of the Democratic Convention, Bush made it clear that his message is results matter. That's going to be Bush's message, results matter. The arrogance of this guy. Well, not him, but Karl Rove and the rest of these people who put together this reelection campaign, the unbridled arrogance, the clear display of their contempt for our intellect, our ability to sort through the truth. Results matter, Bush? Results? 1,000 almost dead Americans? 30,000 dead Afghans and Iraqis? Yeah, those are results. Bush is fond of pointing out that Kerry does not have any signature achievements. When we come back, we'll take a look at a few of George W. Bush's signature achievements, okay? I'm pissed off tonight. It was that red Mercedes, you know? It was that bumper sticker. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
What do you call 20 million gays and lesbians? A dream market. How do you reach this dream market? Become an exhibitor at the Gay Life Expo, November 6th and 7th at the Javits Convention Center. Our audience has almost double the national average household income, spend prolifically, and are extremely brand loyal. They are highly educated, travel extensively, and entertain frequently. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Sell and promote your products, get consumer feedback or names on mailing lists of potential customers. Make an enormous impact on one of the most highly desirable demographic groups, all in an upscale, fun environment. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Produced by CMA, a Matthew Banks Steve Levenberg event. Call 212-352-3535.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Past the hour. Phone number here, 866-303-2270. All right. Before we go to your calls, George W. Bush is going to talk about results matter. That's going to be his theme, to try to get elected president on November 2nd. So he claims that Kerry doesn't have any signature achievements. So let's look at some of Bush's. All right, let's start with the war on terror. This is his. He claims this is his signature achievement. What else can this sorry SOB talk about? How he's pumped up the economy? How he has gained respect for America on the global stage? Now, you know, war. Okay, is war on terror. Okay, so let's take a look. And again, this is thanks to Anthony Wade at opednews.com who put all this together. Thanks, thanks, Anthony. Bush has spent over $166 billion to blow up 2/3 world countries that pose no threat to us. He's presided over the deaths of close to 1,000 soldiers and 30,000 innocent Iraqi civilians. He has not attended one U.S. soldier's funeral. That should be grounds for impeachment. How do you send 150,000 people into war zones and absolutely disrespect them, their families, by not showing up once? Oh, dead bodies came back. Oh, get it. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch. And he won't allow the returning dead from Iraq to be seen by the public. He has crafted a policy that allows us to torture prisoners regardless of their innocence, violating international law. Did you listen to some of the reports of testimony coming out of this freaky, weird-looking, pregnant PFC, whatever the hell she is, Lindy, what's her name, Lindy Ghoul, Lindy Deadwoman, what the hell is her name? The woman who is standing there with leeches and pointing at people's penises? Have you seen some of that testimony?
Well, we did it for fun. You know, damn, we were bored. It was hot as hell here and, you know, sand fleas and stuff. So we went inside and piled up all these naked Arabs in a pile. They're just for fun. We didn't mean anything, you know. Hell, what's wrong? We had them masturbate and...
Bush crafted that policy. The torture that was reported to have occurred in this war to children in front of their parents, this was used as a means to break the prisoners, 99.9% of whom had nothing to do with the war in Iraq. They just happened to live there. Another signature achievement of George W. Bush, he's not caught Osama bin Laden. He has allowed the Taliban and warlord tribes to take over Afghanistan again. And once again, Afghanistan becomes the premier opium heroin exporting country on the planet. He's encouraged Americans to fly, but he's talked about canceling the elections. He's created a terror code, a color code chart, which gives us a very vibrant way of being perpetually scared, freaked out, running for the nearest toilet. No, my stomach's going into spasms. Dear God, I can't take this anymore. A chart that is used whenever it turns out the Bush is trailing in the polls. Oh, another terror alert. This time it's New Jersey, New York, and, hell, I don't know, Omaha. He's permanently adopted Halliburton as a dependent. And what about us? What about the planet? An increase, a geometric increase in acts of terror since this thug took power.
Well, Mike, that doesn't seem very positive, all that stuff you just said. Damn. You know, like the Republicans say, if you can't say something nice or say something positive, see, that's what you liberals do all the time. You just you talk negative and bad and stuff, you know. You just depress me. That's why I'm going to vote for George Bush. By the way, that's my wife out there in that red Mercedes.
All right. If none of that stuff about his war on terror seems very positive, let's try this. How about his domestic agenda? I know. Let's try the environment. Okay. Some of George Bush's signature achievements. He created the Clear Skies Initiative, which would completely overhaul the Clean Air Act to reduce requirements of businesses that contribute to pollution. The data has been summarized in the Bush's Clear Skies Initiative as follows. Under clear skies, sulfur dioxide pollution would increase 34%, mercury pollution would rise by up to 88%, and nitrogen oxide pollution would double.
Well, Mike, I don't know what any of that stuff is. Ain't nothing wrong with mercury. Hell, if we didn't have mercury, we couldn't tell the temperature, could we, Mike?
He passed the Healthy Forest Initiative, you know, No Tree Left Behind, which is a handout to the logging industry, which contributed $14 million to political campaigns since 1999, 80% going to Republicans. Healthy Forest. How does it work? It solves the problem of forest fires by cutting down the trees. What the hell? Yes, absolutely. Cut them down. Then they won't burn. Remember early on in his administration? Remember what early in Clinton's administration he said,
you know, I really believe that gay people should be able to serve in the military because they already are there. I think I'll just make this here no don't ask, don't tell policy.
And the right wing gutted him. What was one of the first things Bush did? He suspended the arsenic and tap water standard and the right to know requirements, which insisted that water utility companies divulge their arsenic levels to their consumers. What did he do? He removed the restrictions and told the water companies, no, you don't have to be accountable. You don't have to be accountable at all. I don't care about accountability. Hell no. The 2005 budget slashes federal funding to prevent lead poisoning by $35 million, which leaves some 40,000 homes contaminated with lead next year. Which is, it's not really a big issue. Republican families don't live where there's lead paint. Oh, God. All right. Quick break. We'll come back. We got to finish this up. Some of George W. Bush's signature achievements. Huh? Is your stomach twisted up a notch yet? Hell, mine is. Yours should be, too. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go into this by myself. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone. We guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America Radio gear. Wear the air.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the Night Guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a Night Guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Charts and graphs, love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 2:05. That rhymes.
Thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, a huge, huge program. The brilliant Leon Botstein, president of Bard College, a man who's interested in everything, tries to explain a president who isn't interested in anything. Healthcare crusader Bob Hayes is going to save your life whether you want him to or not. And the Boston Globe's Tom Oliphant. That's Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanford on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
it's not arsenic in the water I'd be worried about.
Yeah, that's a great laugh line. It's not arsenic in water I'd be worried about. It's liberals. You know, you up there in the lake, don't worry about the arsenic. Worry about the liberals.
All right, we're talking about Bush's signature achievements since that seems to be, at least that's the word right now, that his campaign is going to be based on,
well, you know, we got results. You know, I managed to murder almost 1,000 U.S. servicemen. I managed to murder almost 30,000 innocent Iraqi civilians, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So,
he created the Clear Skies Initiative that guarantees death and destruction and disease to God knows how many people. The Healthy Forest Initiative, which means no tree left behind. The arsenic in tap water. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, all right. The 2005 budget slashes federal funding to prevent lead poisoning. And like I said right before the break, you don't have to worry about, you know, lead is in paint, right? And paint went on the windowsills and the walls of homes that good Republicans wouldn't keep their animals in. So not to worry, right? How about the Mountaintop Mining Self-Reporting Program, which will actually allow polluting companies that deposit mountaintops into streams, which pollute public waters, to simply self-identify and avoid any prosecution from the federal government. You know how that works?
Hi, I'm with the Acme a mining company, and over here in West Virginia, that went for our leader Bush last election, we just took off the top of another mountain and we dumped all of it into the lakes and streams and rivers down the sides of the mountain. So you people living down there in East Elbow, West Virginia, your water supply is now totally screwed, but you know, God loves you and George Bush is a Christian, so don't worry about it.
How about his proposal to loosen regulations to let the nuclear industry dump low-level radioactive waste, which now has to be stored in closely monitored facilities, but dump this stuff in regular landfills? You know, it's low-level. And hell, anybody knows that the radiation from plutonium, you just put a sheet of paper between the chunk of plutonium and your skin, and it stops the radiation. You know, the plutonium, it's not, hell, that stuff isn't going to hurt you at all. Not unless you eat it. Dump low-level radioactive waste into regular landfills and hazardous waste sites that weren't designed to handle low-level radioactive waste. Now, this rule change could open landfills to stuff like, this is all radioactive, by the way, cesium, strontium, cobalt, plutonium. But, most importantly, it will greatly reduce the nuclear industry's waste disposal costs.
What, ship the stuff out to Yucca Mountain? To hell with that, man. Hey, there's a place over here in suburban Atlanta. It's just third world types, you know, Mexicans, immigrants, and Negroes that live there. Hell, we can just take it over there and dump it in the ground. Who's going to care? They're too busy dodging the lead paint inside their houses anyway. Doesn't matter.
Okay, the environment doesn't work. Mike, you're so cynical tonight. Oh, God, you're so cynical. You're so cynical. Okay, let's take a look at the economy.
George Bush's signature achievements.
This guy has presided over the first net loss of jobs in this society since Herbert Hoover. Yeah, the Great Depression, that's right. 1.8 million private sector jobs gone. He's handed out tax breaks targeting the richest 1% in this country,
who he affectionately refers to as his base. Yeah, you're damn right.
The tax break has not stimulated the economy. It has crippled it. And how? What are we now? Projected $500 billion deficit? Remember Bill Clinton, the best Republican president this country's ever had? I love Bill Clinton. I love him. He was a great... He made me remember what it was like to have real Republicans, people who balanced the budget, people who cut spending, people who tried to keep us out of wars. You know, the damn Democrats constantly getting us into wars. There's old Bill Clinton. 8 years, not a single U.S. serviceman or woman was killed in the line of duty as a result of some place Bill Clinton sent him.
Well, what about Somalia, Mike?
That was George Bush the first's gig. Bush has created the second highest layoff rate in history, topped only by Reagan in the early 1980s layoff rate. People who are pink-slipped, guess what, Mr. and Mrs. Worker? We're moving everything to the east, to East Timor. We're moving the factory. Nah, as a matter of fact, that the wages there are too high. It's still it's around $1 a day. We're going to move it to Shenzhou, China, where it's only 40 cents a day wages. So your job here in Missouri, you know, where y'all voted today to keep them damn queers from getting married, where your job is gone. But you'll find something else. On average, those who are lucky enough to find work again are earning an average of $9,160 a year less. That's 21% less without medical insurance.
But hey, we're turning the corner. Yeah, we are. Hi, I'm George Bush. I'm the giggling murderer, and I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you folks in Iowa, hey, things are going to get better. We're never going back. And you know what? I will never let the terrorists win.
A record 82 million American families have gone without medical insurance at some point during Bush's 4 years reign of hell. For those who are still lucky enough to have coverage, family medical insurance premiums have increased over $2,600 under Bush. Home foreclosures hit a record high in 2003. Personal bankruptcies hit an all-time high in 2002. Yeah, George, tell us about your record of achievement.
Okay. Mike, you just damn, you're just depressing me tonight. All right, the economy sucks, and the war against terror is just killing people by the thousands. And making the world a petri dish for more terror? Is there anything, Malloy, that Bush has done?
Well, we must be living in a safer country, right, where our civil liberties are protected. We don't live in a police state, right? Let's take a look at life in George Bush's America. He has essentially eliminated the provision of habeas corpus by granting himself unlimited power to declare any citizen an enemy combatant.
Oh, Mike, you're just overreacting, man. He's only done it to three people. It doesn't mean anything.
The results of being able to do that? Permanent detention at Bush's whim. No counsel. No offer or proof. Has to be made that a crime was committed, and Bush may close the case or move the case to any district he wants to.
I don't want that tried in Illinois. Move it to Cuba. Well, I don't want that prisoner questioned in Virginia. Move him to Jordan.
Email. Library records are now allowed to be monitored and searched without probable cause or a warrant. This is George Bush's America. Hey, but that damn red Mercedes had a bumper sticker on the back that said Bush Cheney 2004. Remember the Mayfield case? The guy in Oregon was a lawyer arrested for connection to the Madrid bombings. His house is searched by FBI without his knowledge. He's busted. He's thrown in jail. Turns out, oops, sorry, mistake. A Wyoming woman dragged off her cruise ship in cuffs and leg shackles for an incorrect warrant involving a $50 improper food storage summons.
Well, she's a potential terrorist.
A Texas married couple at a Bush rally in West Virginia were arrested and led away in cuffs. What was their offense? Wearing anti-Bush T-shirts. A St. Petersburg, Florida couple pepper sprayed by police for receiving a cell phone call in a theater. Witnesses say the couple did nothing wrong, were cooperating at the time of the assault by police. Why?
Because this is Bush's America. They could have been terrorists. Hell, it was dark in there. He looked like an Arab, didn't he?
Goes on and on and on. Every time Bush or Cheney or any of these thugs show up, and protesters, people wanting to exercise their First Amendment rights in the United States Constitution, are cordoned off in cages, sometimes with razor wire. What are these called? These are called free speech zones. Free speech zones. My opponent has no signature achievements. Results matter. John Kerry. John Kerry. Oh, he went to Vietnam. Fell off a boat, didn't he? got a Purple Heart for that. I wish I was back in Texas so I could execute people. Well, hell, I'm executing people. Did y'all see Shock and Awe? Did you see it on CNN or Fox News? Did you see that? Do you know how many people I killed with that one? Rail at me and my running partner, Satan! Jesus, calm down. Calm down, Malloy. It's only a radio show, man. Jesus. Oh. Oh. Last night, my Queens bureau chief phoned in this thing about a piece of military hardware that's going to be deployed during the Republican convention in New York. It was in the Post. Is this today? No, it was in the Post on the 21st of July. This is what Teresa was referring to. The New York Police Department has added four new armored tactical deployment and rescue vehicles to its arsenal of anti-terrorism weapons at a combined cost of about $600,000, the Post has learned. You want to hear some more of this? Okay. I'll tell you what I do. When we come back, I'll finish this little bit up here about what the $600,000 bought. And then we'll go to your phone calls, okay? You guys must be primed right now. Any Republicans want to call in? No, I don't blame you. The number here, toll free, is 866-303-2270. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Ready for a regime change? Well, we've got the website you've been seeking. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store that offers scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Visit SeeYaGeorge.com where you'll find outrageous t-shirts as low as $8.95, irreverent bumper stickers as low as 99 cents, plus buttons, magnets, and much, much more, including our newest edition, the W Pinata. SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The New York Times, The Randy Rhodes Show, Howard Stern, CBS, NBC, ABC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Order our delightful digs by phone, toll free at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
This invitation may change the way you look at life. If you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading, customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020, or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee of
applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
About 10 minutes before the hour. By the way, all that stuff, the signature achievements of George W. Bush, we're all familiar with that, but the list I was reading from was put together at opednews.com by Anthony Wade. And Ben sent me an email. Mike, Anthony is also the co-administrator of a website called Impeachment by the People. It's IBTP.org. I hope you could give them a plug on your show. Just did, Ben. Okay. Now, back to what Teresa, my Queens Bureau Chief, when she called in the other night about this this thing. It's called a Lenco Bearcat. This is allegedly to stop the terrorists as they come rolling through the streets of New York, right? This would be a great weapon to use on terrorists who invade from Staten Island? Who come ashore? On the Lower East Side? Oh, bring up the Lenco Bearcat. It's a four-wheel drive, heavily modified Ford. Ford? Priced at $159,000. It has room for a 10-member SWAT team. It can even venture into near war zone situations, such as what might occur during the Republican convention. Is that what they're trying to say? Get this. 310 horsepower engine, can travel at speeds up to 85 miles an hour. It's equipped with rotating rooftop turrets, side and rear running boards, ram bumpers, 200-watt police, strobe lighting, sirens, public address systems. The vehicles also have bomb blast resistant floors and multi-hit bullet resistant glass. Okay, why not give this to the troops in Iraq? You know, where our soldiers are being blown up by roadside devices because they're riding around in Humvees. And we got to have the Lenco Bearcat to guard against Democrats or liberals or people who want our country back in New York during the Republican convention. That's where we need the Lenco Bearcat. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? All right, Mike is calling from Florida. Mike, welcome to the program.
How are you doing this evening? Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely, Mike.
Well,
say something.
Well, I was waiting for you, but that's okay.
No, I have nothing to say. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, I wonder how secure people feel. I live in South Florida, and cocaine is available here now mm-hmm. as it was 10 years ago. It's just as cheap as it was 10 years ago.
And I feel like my
family's been hit by a cruise missile. I've got one out of my three children, 25 years old, mm-hmm. is on crack right now. And I'm trying to get him into treatment, and I'm meeting stone walls everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like going down to the VA and trying to get something out of them.
Sure.
And we're blowing billions of dollars on this stuff. The Navy SEALs and the Special Forces, I feel like a cruise missile has been launched from Colombia or Peru or someplace down there, and I want them to go down there and find out where it came from and blow them up.
Well,
how can anybody feel secure in this country knowing that tons of illicit stuff that we've been trying to stop for 30 years, we've been, and this has been through several administrations, and nobody's doing anything about it. Even the governor of Florida has a daughter who's a mess, and he's still not doing nothing. What are these people thinking?
Well, I, at the risk of sounding like a cynic, God forbid I should sound like a cynic, but at the risk of sounding like a cynic, what the Bush crime family thinks about is not your kid or even Jeb Bush's daughter or the kid down the street or God forbid, my kid or anybody's kid getting hooked on drugs. No. That doesn't matter. If your kid gets hooked on drugs, there's no rehab. There's no rehab. I'll tell you, you want rehab? Go to church. Pray. What they really are interested in, Mike, what they're really interested in is the oil in Iraq. What they're really interested in is getting money into the pockets of the people who put these thugs in office. Your kid, that kid, this kid? No, only if your child were a fetus would they care.
Well, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm proud of it. You know, I spent two tours over there, but my kids never had to go. And I'm glad of that, too. But I really feel like I've got a victim of the war on drugs right here. Their failed war on drugs. If they'd they spent too much time busting hippies smoking pot.
Yeah.
And not enough time. I'm going to tell you, my son got busted down in the hood buying $20 worth of crack. The crack dealer sat up on his porch in his rocking chair laughing. The cops are using those dealers. There's no money in busting dealers. No money at all. They got lawyers. They go to court. They go to prison. And it's all in the red. Somebody like my kids gets busted. They got his car. Yeah. He's in the system. He's going to be paying for probation. And plus, he's not mentally able to do probation. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to work.
Mike, I hope it works out. My heart bleeds for you. It really does. I swear to God.
I'd like to email you. I'd like to email you sometime. I'd do better.
Go ahead. It's very simple. Mike@MikeMalloy.com. It'll get to me. Frank, thanks. Or Mike, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry.
Okay, Mike.
I'm sorry about what's going on in your family. I really am. It's that kind of stuff is tragic. It's tragic. Tragic. You know, some Republican lurker right now listening to that phone go, well, why didn't he take care of his own kid? Come on, sucker. Stuff happens. People make mistakes. And isn't one of the ideas behind government to promote the common good, to everybody kind of working to take care of each other? Not in Bush's America, not in this society, not now. Oh, no. Not now. Geronimo is calling from Scarborough, Maine. Geronimo,
yes,
welcome to the program.
I've got a couple points to help you win the presidential election and get rid of all the Republicans, but I'm probably going to need a little bit more than the amount of time it's going to take to bump up against the top of the news. How would you like to take care of some business, and I'll do the same, to put me back on hold, and we'll talk after 11?
Geronimo, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and run the program. I don't mean to be forward here or anything,
go ahead, get started. To help you get rid of Bush and Cheney.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
As soon as you hear the music, it's time for us to break, and I might come back to you after the top of the hour, but go ahead.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay,
a caller last night asked how not to get depressed about the 50-50 split in the electorate.
There's the music. All right. Just stay on hold.
Okay.
All right, stay on hold. Put him on hold. Okay, good. Now who is that? What's his name? I don't see his name on the screen. What the hell happened to his name? Geronimo. Is that right? Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We shall return. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
How's it going? Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer, because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
Join Radio Shack when you ask for
those long life doodads.
We'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery, and you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Nuclear secrets. The government will no longer reveal security gaps discovered at nuclear power plants, hoping to prevent terrorists from using that information. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission announced the change in policy during its first public meeting on power plant safety since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. It drew criticism from some who said the secrecy would erode public confidence in the agency. Until now, the NRC has provided regular public updates on vulnerabilities inspectors found at 103 nuclear power plants in the U.S., things like broken fences or weaknesses in training programs. We need to blacken some of our processes so that our adversaries won't have that information, said Roy Zimmerman, director of the Commission's Office of Nuclear Security and Incident Response. NRC spokesman Scott Brunell said commissioners voted to take the step back in March, but kept it secret as agency staff worked to implement their idea. A panel of defense experts says it makes no sense debating whether it's right to appoint a new director of national intelligence. President Bush has already signed off on the idea, and Democrat John Kerry has endorsed it, too. The experts told the House Intelligence Committee on Capitol Hill today, now is the time to make sure the new director has the authority and resources needed to improve intelligence gathering and analysis. Former Deputy Defense Secretary John Hamrie supports putting intelligence collection under the new director, but leaving intelligence analysis and budgetary matters to the departments that handle them now. General William Odom, former head of the National Security Agency, says any new law should be open-ended enough to allow for changes later on. More than 20 prominent musicians, from John Fogerty to Bruce Springsteen, making plans for a series of fundraising concerts across 9 key election states this fall. The goal, to defeat President Bush. Their theme, Vote for Change. Springsteen says he's not going to sit out one of the most critical elections of his lifetime. Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks says the country's political climate is the polar opposite of what she believes in. Other performers include hip-hoppers Jurassic 5, John Mellencamp, Jackson Brown, the Dave Matthews Band. The acts will be touring 28 cities between October 1st and 8th. Democrat John Kerry says it's great that he and President Bush campaign in the same city at the same time today, but he later took a shot at the president's campaign slogan, "The country's turned the corner," noting the president was just a few blocks away, literally around the corner. Kerry told the audience in Davenport, Iowa, Bush could join their summit for a great discussion about America's future if he were really willing to just turn a corner. Earlier, Kerry shook hands with construction workers who are building a new museum, and he talked to them about creating new jobs and about getting health insurance for all Americans. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Thank you.
to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Welcome back. I guess that's what that means. Oh, my God. What is going on tonight? Oh, well. 6.5 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to jump in here and join us, 866-303-2270. Now, we were talking right before the break with Geronimo, I believe it is, in Scarborough, Maine. Geronimo, welcome back. Hello? Geronimo? Waiting to hear from Geronimo. All right, well, I guess we're not going to hear from Geronimo. How about Dave in Long Island? Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Okay. I can also hear the echo here. This is great fun. Dave, what's up?
Well, while you're putting together the list of signature achievements, how about going out of his way to appoint a judiciary that'll gut the Constitution, and using recess appointments to force in these people, and you know, particularly what I love is how he honors Martin Luther King Day every year by coming out with some kind of of race baiting initiative on the day after praising Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if one of the reasons why you hear so many people showing up at Kerry rallies yelling 4 more years is because they figure that's how long it's going to be before they have any new usable intelligence about terrorist strikes.
Yeah, really, really. Yeah, there are so many areas, the judiciary being one of them, that George W. Bush has shown his pandering to the hard right in this country, the neo-Nazi right, the religious right, these Christian fanatic freaks who want nothing more than to see the world go up in flames, believing somehow that that will make Jesus happy and he'll come back and kill all the Jews and kill all the Muslims and take the good Christians up to heaven. So he appoints these thuggish judges who will do everything in their power to assist in Armageddon. I read something today that Bush is planning on making 20 or 30 recess appointments. I don't know how many of those are judges.
I'd imagine probably a lot of them.
Yeah, during this August recess, with Congress not in session, this sneaky little devil is going to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you talk about abusing the system.
I mean, there's this great line in Hannah and Her Sisters where Max von Sydow says that if Jesus actually came back and saw the things that everybody was doing in his name, he'd never stop throwing up. I mean, I can't imagine that wouldn't apply to anybody, more than it does to these guys.
Yeah, absolutely true. Hey, good to hear from you, Dave. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You do.
Curtis is calling from Georgia. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Curtis.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Great.
I'm the Secretary General of a liberal organization. It's called the LIA, the American Liberal Independent Youth Alliance. Uh-huh. And I'd like to comment about what you were talking about earlier, about how the Republicans really don't care for the youth of the country. I've seen this firsthand because I've been around the country. I've talked to a lot of young progressive people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the G8 summit at all. Are you?
Am I familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to go off on you.
Well,
yes,
it came to where I live, near Sea Island, Georgia.
Yes, I live in the Atlanta area. I've spent a lot of time at St. Simons and Brunswick and Seattle. Yes, yes.
And if you want to see the oppression of free speech and you want to see the oppression of the young progressive people, mm-hmm. that was a really good opportunity to see it. There were horses and they were coming out at you and it was stuff like that. But I just wanted to say that it was really sad and that we really need to change in our country because I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid of what could possibly happen if we allow for more people to steal elections that aren't theirs and to seat themselves as basically the emperor of a country that doesn't want them there. I think really that it's become scary and that it's sad, and I just want to tell people mm-hmm. that they really need to vote. It doesn't really matter who they vote for, but so many people are apathetic about it.
Okay, it does matter who people vote for.
Well, of course it matters, yeah. But I don't want to, I can't, endorse anybody.
Why? What do you mean you can't endorse somebody?
Well, I can.
Hey, listen, do you know what my friend Jim Hightower says? If you're going to take a middle-of-the-road position on any issue, now, obviously, your politics are not middle-of-the-road, but what you just said sounds very middle-of-the-road. The only thing you find in the middle-of-the-road is a yellow line and dead armadillos. So, hell yes, you can endorse somebody. You can tell everybody. You can tell every single person, vote these thugs out of office. Vote Democratic. Or vote green, or vote independent. Vote something, and stand up for it. Believe in it. Come on.
People definitely need to vote for John Kerry or Ralph Nader or really anyone, because I hope that after November 2nd that a child can be once again born into a free America.
Okay, there you go. That's a good place to leave it. Curtis, thank you very much for checking in. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Andy is calling from California. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure.
What I called about today fits very well with your theme for tonight, Bush's shining achievements, and it's the No Child Left Behind Act.
Oh, isn't that a joke?
My God, the whole thrust of that act is to make education so bad that the right-wing people vote to allow vouchers and then take their kids out of public education, put them in private schools.
Oh, sure.
And what's going to be left behind is absolutely a two-class society. You're going to have the wealthy who can afford a decent education and everybody else.
Well, it's not quite what I mean, I don't disagree with you. But what they're hoping for is that religious schools, the Christian version of madrasas, will be set up in this country. Schools that will teach children there is no such thing as history. There is no such thing as geology. There is no such thing as anthropology. There's no such thing as the Big Bang Theory. There is only Jesus. There is only God. And you have to live by the precepts put forward in the Christian mythology. And then when you are finished being educated around age 15, you will pick up a gun and go kill people who are not Christians. That's what they want.
And can't they see how exactly that is to the Muslim faith in the countries that are controlled by a Muslim government?
Well, the similarity, we did last night, I saw a political cartoon, and last night we kind of put it into words what was in that cartoon, the similarities between the Islamic fundamentalist freak Osama bin Laden and the Christian fundamentalist freak George Bush, and the similarities between the two are much more pronounced than the differences. And I think that is true. Fundamentalist religion, I don't care what the religion is, fundamentalist religion is a threat to human life. Any fundamentalist religion is a threat to human life.
Yes, and to human freedoms.
Yeah,
that's why we have a separation of church and state in this country from its foundation, and now the religious right thinks, oh, no, they're telling us that we never had that separation, that, in fact, our founding fathers were religious people, and that they really wanted this.
Yeah, right.
Let's just rewrite history from the beginning, why don't we?
Yeah, I hear you. Andy, thanks for checking in. Let me move on. We got some other people that need to talk to you. Thanks, Andy. All right, Geronimo. I believe we have Geronimo back. Are you back, Geronimo?
I'm back.
Okay.
Last night's caller asked you how not to get depressed about the 50-50 split in the electorate and how to change that. Become an anthropologist, so to speak. Learn the language of the audience with whom you wish to coalition build to persuade to get their votes. That won't be robopathic Republicans. They're too brainwashed. But do learn conservative speak, then just speak the truth on just a couple of items, how the Bush-Cheney Republicans are outraging conservatives by taxing and spending, and that can be explained. And number two, the privatization of Social Security, how that's going to be the end. Push your record button and listen. The Democrats won't tax you like Bush and Cheney have. Bush and Cheney made that Enron bottleneck energy crisis of sky-high prices on electricity, heat, fuel, and gas, and you got taxed. They signaled their corporate pals to shed labor force, a three-and-a-half-year recession. When you got laid off, you got taxed. Their recession shrunk an economy, shrunk tax revenues to federal, state, and local government budgets, which caused towns, cities, and counties to hike real estate property taxes on your home.
Okay, at that point, whoa. At that point, Geronimo, you lose them. You lose them. Here's the problem.
You're trying to win conservative.
I'll have to put you on hold. What you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot of sense to people who think. But we live in a soundbite world. If you can't say it in 30 seconds, pal, people are not going to listen. And this imaginary moderate who fence sitter that you're talking about, you lost him or her after the first 30 seconds. I'm sorry, Geronimo. That's the way it works in Bush's America. Thanks for checking in, pal. What you said makes sense, and I wish it could be applied. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream.
But when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Well, look no further than Time Out New York. Each week, our team of tireless editors scour the city from top to bottom, borough to borough, to bring you the best in New York arts and entertainment offerings. Whether you're into blockbuster movies or avant-garde performance art, live jazz, or dead poets, Time Out New York has you covered. With over 2,000 listings each week, you'll have no excuse for hanging out at home on a Wednesday night. Unless you're into that sort of thing. This week, a look in New Jersey, featuring Natalie Portman of the upcoming film Garden State. And 5-day trips celebrating our western neighbor. Yeah, that's right. We're giving props to Jersey. You got a problem with that? And as always, you'll find the most comprehensive New York arts and entertainment listings right inside Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands everywhere. Time Out New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work so you can have all the fun.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? Feet batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Well, I guess that means we're back. 21 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America. I usually say Malloy on Resistance Radio because anybody who is doing anything that is counter to the propaganda put out there by the Bush crime family and media in this country is really working in resistance media. We're at 866-303-2270. I think we have one open line, so jump in here and join us if you like. Frank is calling. He's our Ontario, Canada Bureau Chief. Hey, Frank.
Oh, long time, no talk.
Yeah, glad you're back.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
On your baby, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about, Bush's new plan or whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
This nonsense. I don't know if you got my email earlier.
Yeah, I got it.
Uh-huh. Employment practices at Walmart are costing California taxpayers about $86 million in welfare-type assistance to company workers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking about health-related services before. $32 million a year gets blown out the window for health-related services. And then Walmart counters by saying, well, 90% of the employees have health insurance. But, I mean, that's nonsense. I mean, they don't have enough health insurance to actually provide proper health coverage. It's only partial insurance, and I'm sure the co-payments must be just through the
roof. You know, Walmart. Yo, Frank. Walmart is the definition of predatory capitalism. It defines the best way to destroy a society by underpaying, by prohibiting union organizing, by pushing everything to the lowest common denominator. By insisting that all the products it sells be made in a foreign country where wages are dirt, Walmart represents everything that is filthy, vile, and sick about capitalism. There are companies that represent the good side of capitalism. Walmart is not one of them. It's been a couple of years since we have gone into a Walmart. I will starve to death before I walk into a Walmart. I don't need their crap. I don't need their junk. I don't need their products.
Precisely.
It's a horrifying company. Yeah. What?
Vote with your wallet and just go somewhere else, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should have heard the comment from one of these guys here. It says it means that those people are unemployed if they don't have a Walmart job. Is it better for them to be employed or unemployed? Well, it's better for them to be properly employed because the average state wage is only $9.40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
A regular grocery worker in the state makes $15.31. So it's like almost a 40% difference there.
You know what would be fun, Frank, is to take a member of the Walton family, these multi-billionaires, take all their toys and money away from them, give them a job that pays $9 an hour and no health insurance, and say, now, survive, sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it couldn't happen. Hey, Frank, let me move on, pal.
No problem. I'll talk to you again sometime.
All right,
it's good
thanks.
To hear you back, and
yes.
And good luck on this new show.
Thanks okay. for checking in. Appreciate it, Frank. Roger is calling from Washington, D.C. Roger, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Mike. First off, I wanted to give a big welcome back to you and Kathy.
Thank you.
And I look forward to when Kathy gets fully plugged back into the show. I think she's
such
a big contribution to the show. As
yeah,
you guys
me
are
too.
Such a great team. I really look forward to her being
thank
fully
you.
Plugged in.
Thank you.
A couple quick things. One, you mentioned the that Bush-Cheney 04 bumper sticker, and I have a sign in the left rear window of my car that has it's when I made Bush-Nader 04 as a real poke in the eye to good old Mr. Ralph and his ego
Bush
and all the lovely people that voted for him 4 years ago.
Right.
anyway, the main thing I'm calling about is Zell Miller.
Oh, God, this guy just, you know, I busted my ass for him so many times here in Georgia when he ran for lieutenant governor, when he ran for governor, even when he, when he got appointed to the Senate. Zell Miller, to me, was at one time kind of defined the white, male, Southern Democrat who was trying not to be a creep and a thug and a cracker.
Uh-huh.
And now he has turned out to be just a hillbilly jackass that I just wish he would get out of the Democratic Party, leave, go away. He's an embarrassment.
Yeah, what's he waiting for? I think I wonder if he's remained a Democrat so that he can get in on all the Democratic caucuses and kind of be a spy for the Republicans. I sometimes wonder that. My conspiracy theorist comes out, and I halfway wonder that. But, I remember so well the keynote speech he made at the 92 Democratic Convention and how inspiring that was, and Jimmy Carter saying, hey, that's some great governor we have, and
that's right,
and all that stuff. And now there's an Associated Press report back from December 12th of 2003, and just real briefly here, it says former President Jimmy Carter says the appointment of Georgia's Zell Miller to the Senate was a mistake because his fellow governor, quote, betrayed all the basic principles that I thought he and I and others shared, unquote.
Yeah.
And Miller's going to be one of the primetime speakers at the upcoming Republican National Convention at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Meet the Press last Sunday. I don't know if you saw Miller's appearance on Meet the Press. It was about all I could do to refrain from kicking in my TV screen. I
woke up kind of late, Roger. I switched on Meet the Press. I'm laying in bed drinking coffee, and there's Miller, and I listened to about the first, literally, the first 15, 20 seconds until too stupid to have brains, Tim Russert, asked Zell one of those setup questions, and I couldn't take it. I had to switch out because I kept thinking to myself, this is a guy that I worked my butt off here in Georgia back in the 70s and the 80s to get him elected. And there he is. So, no, I didn't see it, but I can't stand to see him on television.
I just it really bugs me. I mean, you must feel very betrayed having living there in Georgia. And I just know the Republicans are going to just milk the crap out of this at the convention about, here's this, Democrat coming out. And here's all the good things he has to say about George and blah, 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 blah. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, well. I hear you. Hey, thanks, Roger, for checking in.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call. Welcome back.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening. Spitfire is calling from, California. Hey, Spitfire.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Can't hear you. Hello?
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Okay, maybe somebody in New York can adjust it.
Yeah, you must have
someplace.
Some technical difficulties.
I think we do. Can you hear me okay?
If you can boost it a little.
Nah, apparently,
okay.
I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Spitfire. We can hear you loud and clear.
Now, speaking of shining achievements, I just had my 15,000th post in your forum today.
Wow.
I've been busy.
Yeah,
as you know from the editing that I did.
Yeah.
I was wondering if, just out of curiosity, if my efforts helped you get the gig.
Oh, who knows? Hey, listen, Spitfire, I'm going to put you on hold, or somebody's going to put you on hold, and we're going to see if we can get these technical problems cleared up, because I'm sick of screaming. I'm sick of having callers tonight tell me they can't hear me. Okay, so we're going to put you on hold. We'll come back, and we'll try again after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Charts and graphs, charts and graphs. Love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 2:05. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Fax.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop!
Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
I'm Mark Maron. On Thursday's Morning Sedition, remember when the State Department actually did things? I mean, good things? We'll talk to the guy who was the voice of the State Department, Jamie Rubin, about how he's helping John Kerry on foreign policy and about the growing military capabilities of North Korea. Hey, Bush, a new enemy. Yay! Jamie Rubin and our weekly check on the Messiah's travel plan. Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition. All right, let's move on. Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I had a really cool experience the other day. I just wanted to share it with everybody because you were talking about bumper stickers.
Yeah.
And I got this bumper sticker from MoveOn.org, and it says, "Defend America, defeat Bush." Now, I live in a very Republican area in Monmouth County, New Jersey. I live in the part of that lost all the people in the World Trade Center,
mm-hmm.
which is a very wealthy, very Republican area.
Right.
And I was kind of reluctant to put it on my car, but, like, I was really struggling, you know, because I had heard stories from listening to earlier programming, like on Randy Rhoads, how people got run off the road.
Right.
So I said, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to put this on. What can they do?
Firebomb your car.
You know, so I put it on, and I've been riding around with it, you know, for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just the other day, I'm going down the highway, and all of a sudden this car comes up, flying up, you know, on the left side of me to pass me, mm-hmm. and cuts in front of me, and it's like this car that has, like, two American flags, you know, one on each side of the back window, and they've probably been on the car for, like, 2 years.
Right.
And he gets in front of me, and he slows down to about 40 miles an hour. And then the cars in back of me, like a couple of cars moved over right behind me, and we were just going down the highway in this little parade, mm-hmm. spontaneous parade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so cool. It just made me feel like, wow, this is really great. Like, even though, you know, there are, there's a lot of Republicans, there's also people that want to get rid of Bush.
Yeah.
And that was that one thing that I wanted to say. And just that I think that the Bush family has at least 60 years of experience in overthrowing governments, and they've had fun doing this all over the world.
Right.
And now they're having a chance to try to do it here.
For a second time.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like, while I don't, you know, think that we should shoot them or anything, but there's some, you know, wisdom in why the Chinese and the Japanese, you know, kill their enemies three generations back and three generations forward.
Mm-hmm.
To protect
mm-hmm.
themselves. And I just think that this family should be blacklisted from every business, every bank, everything in this country. They should be blacklisted and they should be ostracized.
And maybe put on trial.
Well, that probably will never happen.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have to do business with them.
That's true. That's very true.
Siobhan,
thanks for checking in. I appreciate your comments. Be careful when you drive around with that bumper sticker, okay?
All right.
All right.
Bye.
You take care. All right, let's see if we can get Spitfire one more time. Spitfire in Anaheim, California. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey, Spitfire.
You.
Huh?
I can actually hear you.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So, what you really called in about, what's up?
Well, you know, one of the things I tell Republicans, and I run into them all the time, one of the things I tell them is the number one thing that really upsets me about the Bush administration more than anything else is was he was supposed to be like Gerald Ford. He was supposed to heal the country from the partisan rift.
Yeah, right.
The main reason why everybody voted for him was because he claimed to be able to make Republicans and Democrats and the Texas state legislature all hold hands and sing kumbaya. And the country was sick of all the partisanship from the Monica Lewinsky thing. And
all the partisanship that was initiated by and cultivated by, da-da, Republicans.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Of course. But the country was tired of it. And the Republicans already promised that they were going to pick right up where they left off on Bill Clinton going after Al Gore and the Buddhist temple.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the main reasons why Bush got as many votes as he did, was because people were tired of it.
Well, yeah, but there's where I have a hard time excusing those Americans who voted for him. Now, we have to keep in mind that Al Gore won the election. The American people rejected this punk from Texas. We rejected him. But because of the evilness of the Bush crime family and people like James Baker and these thugs on the Supreme Court, it was engineered so that Bush became president. But it should surprise nobody, not you, Spitfire, not me, not anybody, should be surprised that the Bush agenda is what it is and what it has been, and the people that he appointed, religious fanatics, religious psychopaths like Ashcroft, bumbling idiots like Don Rumsfeld, because all one had to do, and some of us did it back in 99 and 2000, was to look at Bush's record in Texas and to look at the family's history as criminals, every single one of them, criminals. So In a sense, I guess it's an eye-opener for the American public to realize how they've been fooled. And I would hope that that's the case. But dear God, how can people drive around with Bush Cheney 2004 bumper stickers? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The thing that's really sad is how many of them don't know that his grandfather financed the Nazis.
Yeah, I hear that. Spitfire, thanks for checking in. I got to move on.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening. Now, back. I want to go back for just a second to this Iraqi thing. The preliminary hearing, the military equivalent of a preliminary hearing, is going on in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's where the U.S. troopers who abused Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. They're having this kind of military version of preliminary hearing to see if there's reason to go forward to indict these freaks and put them on trial under the Universal Code of Military Justice. It turns out that some of these people are saying they did it just for fun. Now, that's what a military investigator testified at a hearing for this PFC, Lindy England, who is pregnant now with one of the other soldiers who... It's just grotesque. The whole thing is grotesque. A military court began the hearing to decide whether or not England will be tried for the prisoner abuse. And the lead criminal investigator for the military, Chief Warrant Officer Paul Arthur, was the first witness to take the stand in Fort Bragg. And Arthur told the court that Lindy England said in a sworn statement in January, 3 months before those photos were made public, that one of her superiors, this specialist Charles Grainer, had put the leash on the naked Iraqi prisoner and told her to pose for some of these photographs. Grainer has also been charged. Now, according to U.S. media reports, he's the father of England's child. Can you imagine how much fun that was for the two of them? Huh? Huh? According to the military investigator, Lindy England... said the Grainer suggested she pose in a photograph with the prisoner as if she were dragging him around. Asked if he had determined why the troops had abused the prisoners, this investigator said, well, basically it was just for fun. Just for fun. Another military criminal investigator said more than 1,000 photographs had been found on CDs and computers. And about 280 had evidence of prisoner abuse. He described the widely publicized naked pyramid of prisoners, photos of prisoners being forced to masturbate, a prisoner who was bitten by a military dog, photos of England and Grainer engaged in what he refers to as oral sodomy and other sex acts. And according to this investigator, this special agent Warren Worth, most, if not all, of the abused prisoners had no military intelligence value whatsoever. Now, this thing is horrifying. This story, from the moment it broke and it broke months after Don Rumsfeld and Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz and the rest of these monsters knew about it. But this story is horrifying. How can an American, any American, much less a soldier, how do we walk around anywhere outside of this country and show any self-respect, any pride? We have put together a military that does this. Is it Rumsfeld's fault? Of course. Is it the military commanders? Of course. Is it the PFCs and grunts who did this? Absolutely. What does this say about us? What does this say? After 4 years of George W. Bush's values and the Christian right and the rest of these people, and we have soldiers who do this for sport, for fun? Now, PFC Lindy England is using the I was just following orders defense, which I believe we decided at the Nuremberg war crimes trials after World War II in Germany didn't fly. No, you can't cop a plea. I was just following orders. But she says, well, I'm just being used as a scapegoat, you know? Me and my boyfriend just enjoyed having sex on a pile of naked Iraqi civilians that we had clapped into the prison. We were just having fun. But I was ordered to take these photographs. It's not my, I'm not responsible. She wants to get Cheney and Rumsfeld and some of the generals on the stand to testify. What are the chances of that happening? Better chance to open a Dipper Dan franchise in hell next week, right? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects or low may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Bayer Advanced presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. It's toll-free. Okay, I get crazy. Sometimes I really do. This Abu Ghraib, this prison scandal, and now the people who were involved in it saying, well, you know, we're just following orders. And of course, the immediate higher-ups, the non-com officers that are in there and the low-ranking lieutenants and people, they're saying, oh, we didn't wear any of that stuff. What are you talking about? But Dick Cheney and Dom Rumsfeld and some of the top generals appearing as witnesses in this, sure, that'll happen. No, they don't have to, because they are removed from it. They can send people to die. They can send people to kill. They can send people to torture. They can send people to rip to pieces a third world country. They can send people to bomb and kill. They can send people to go over there and have their legs sheared off and their arms blown to pieces. To testify at a trial about the legitimacy of their orders? Excuse me. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. And the U.S. general who's formerly in charge of that prison. What's her name? Janice Karpinski, Brigadier General Karpinski, said that all this abuse was hidden from her in a cover-up that may reach all the way to the Pentagon or the White House. She says, she was on Britain's BBC radio, and she said, quote, a very reliable witness has made a statement indicating that not only was I not included in any of the meetings discussing these operations, but specific measures were taken to ensure I would not have access to those facilities, that information, or any of the details of interrogation at Abu Ghraib or anywhere else. She was asked if a cover-up meant involvement of the White House or the Pentagon, and she said, quote, I have not seen the statement, but the indication is it may have, end quote. She also said that she was told by a military intelligence commander that detainees should be, quote, treated like dogs, end quote. Okay. Why do they hate us? Well, George Bush says they hate us because we own houses. They hate us because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate us because, let me see, what else do they hate us? They hate us because we respect freedom. The giggling murderer doesn't understand, apparently, or doesn't care, that issuing an order through his administration, treat them like dogs, tends to make people who are being treated like dogs not inclined to to respond in a positive way. Brew is calling from Washington State. Brew, welcome to the program. Hello, Brew.
Hope you'll hang with me.
Excuse me?
Quickly switch to a better phone.
Oh, that
first,
would be...
I want to give a shout-out to all my buddies in the Bart Cop chat room. They're all listening to you with me.
Okay.
While we chat away.
All right.
The second thing is, people were talking about what they've done to overthrow the Bush junta. One thing I've done is I've written and recorded a song. It's available for free online.
Yeah, where at?
It's at simplefears.com.
Simplefears.com.
That's right. I hope you'll listen to it. I'm sure if you do, you'll play it on the air. At least you'll play portions of it for your bumper music because it's got some great lines in it, and it's
okay.
All radio-friendly and no cuss words, nothing like that.
I'll listen to it for sure, Brew.
Oh, you're the man. It, just send me an email if you want me to send you a copy of the CD.
Will do.
Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about is, are you familiar with the Bushwatch website?
Oh, yes.
Okay, Bushwatch, Jerry, who runs it, about 6, maybe 9 months ago, he asked a bunch of us who are regular contributors. I wrote a column called The Daily Brew, and he would publish a lot of my op-ed pieces. And he asked a bunch of us to write a book with him, and we did, and it's now available. It's called Bush Lies, or Big Bush Lies, excuse me. And this Friday at the Barnes & Noble in the University Village in Seattle from at 7 p.m., two of the authors, Sarah DeHart and Lisa Condonaga and myself, will be there signing copies and speaking to anybody who wants to show up.
Well, that's great. I can remember going to the Daily Brew many times over the last 4 years. I'm sure that I have probably used some of your stuff as material on the program. So, yeah, I'm real familiar with the site. That's cool.
Oh, that's killer. Mike, if there was ever, if you ever thought that you might want to pay me back for using any of that stuff, play my song on your radio show. You will make me so happy you won't even believe it.
Brew, we'll try to do it. Once we are doing music from here in Atlanta, we are doing the music from our studios in New York right now. Once we are doing music from here in Atlanta, that will happen, I promise you.
Do me a favor. Send me an email so I can be sure to be listening when you do it.
You'll know. Trust me.
Okay, you're the man.
Thanks, Brew.
Thank you. You
all
have
right,
a good one. Hey,
yeah.
Great to have you back on the air, buddy.
And another shout-out to everybody in the Bart Cop chat room.
Yeah,
yo,
right
yo,
on.
Yo.
Right
all
on.
Right. Take it easy, Brew.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, from Portland, Oregon, Mark is calling. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program. Mark?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Not too bad. Mike, I haven't heard your show before. It's the first time I heard you is tonight, and I'm really impressed. You have an excellent show, and it's all because of you.
Well, okay, thank you. I'll accept that. What the hell? Thank you.
Well, I sure mean that. You know, you're telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and I wanted to add to that a little bit. It may be something that you're already aware of or may have heard of, but there's a man named Alex Jones, and I'm sure that he's not the only one, but there aren't that many of these guys. And he's one of the foremost docu-journalists of our time, and he's gone to a lot of effort and has had a lot of success with his efforts to document the fact that the Bush administration and the intelligence community at the highest levels of these two entities actually engineered and perpetrated the events of 9/11, that Osama bin Laden is just a hired gun. Osama bin Laden is a CIA asset with the code name of Tim Osman. He was used by the CIA in the Russian-Afghan war.
Well, there's no question that he was created by the CIA during the Soviet Union invasion of Afghanistan.
Certainly,
the French book, the book by the two French writers. God, I'm drawing a blank on the title right now. That came out about 3 years ago, immediately after 2001, lays out some of the same theories.
These are not theories.
I understand. Wait a second. Everything is a theory to me until I see something that proves otherwise. Let me finish it. Let me finish the sentence here, everybody. Everything is a theory to me, except stuff in stuff in science, until I can see something that I can really understand and comprehend. So
I refer
to what you're referring to as a theory until I see it, have a chance to read it, digest it, and try to come up with some idea about it on my own.
Could you refer me to your producer so I could give him the websites to give you?
Just send me an email, Mike.
I don't have a computer, but I'll call back and give it if I can.
All right. All right, do that. Mark, thanks. You got a boogie. Here comes the train. Here comes the train. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine. But I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Nuclear secrets. The government will no longer reveal security gaps discovered at nuclear power plants, hoping to prevent terrorists from using that information. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission announced the change in policy during its first public meeting on power plant safety since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. It drew criticism from some who said the secrecy would erode public confidence in the agency. Until now, the NRC has provided regular public updates on vulnerabilities inspectors found at 103 nuclear power plants in the U.S., things like broken fences or weaknesses in training programs. We need to blacken some of our processes so that our adversaries won't have that information, said Roy Zimmerman, director of the Commission's Office of Nuclear Security and Incident Response. NRC spokesman Scott Brunell said commissioners voted to take the step back in March, but kept it secret as agency staff worked to implement their idea. A panel of defense experts says it makes no sense debating whether it's right to appoint a new director of national intelligence. President Bush has already signed off on the idea, and Democrat John Kerry has endorsed it, too. The experts told the House Intelligence Committee on Capitol Hill today, now is the time to make sure the new director has the authority and resources needed to improve intelligence gathering and analysis. Former Deputy Defense Secretary John Hamry supports putting intelligence collection under the new director, but leaving intelligence analysis and budgetary matters to the departments that handle them now. General William Odom, former head of the National Security Agency, says any new law should be open-ended enough to allow for changes later on. More than 20 prominent musicians, from John Fogerty to Bruce Springsteen, making plans for a series of fundraising concerts across 9 key election states this fall, the goal to defeat President Bush, their theme, Vote for Change. Springsteen says he's not going to sit out one of the most critical elections of his lifetime. Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks says the country's political climate is the polar opposite of what she believes in. Other performers include hip-hoppers Jurassic 5, John Mellencamp, Jackson Browne, the Dave Matthews Band. The acts will be touring 28 cities between October 1st and 8th. Democrat John Kerry says it's great that he and President Bush campaign in the same city at the same time today, but he later took a shot at the president's campaign slogan, "The country's turned the corner," noting the president was just a few blocks away, literally around the corner. Kerry told the audience in Davenport, Iowa, Bush could join their summit for a great discussion about America's future if he were really willing to just turn a corner. Earlier, Kerry shook hands with construction workers who are building a new museum, and he talked to them about creating new jobs and about getting health insurance for all Americans. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece? Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Randy Rhodes.
Radio Row is like this whole, you know, like little desks, like almost like the Senate, but not quite as nice, just little snack trays. And everybody's sitting there, and they're all conservative. It's to see talk radio all assembled in front of you like that is so unbelievable. And you just got to appreciate what Air America is, because there's like not one liberal voice. It's so incredible to me.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Further proof that there is a God. One of the other things I want to talk about tonight, I guess we'll get to it now and just kind of weave it around your phone calls, is the vote today in Missouri. Missouri has approved a same-sex marriage ban. If you have read the book, I'm in the middle of reading the book, What's the Matter with Kansas? This is one of the things that continues to come up in the book. The hard right in this country constantly jerks around the Republican base, telling them, you know, here's the deal. We got to stop the queers from marrying. We got to stop women from killing the unborn babies. We got to stop, yeah, all this stuff, all these so-called social issues that they come up with. They never deliver, of course. In the meantime, the hard right, while they occupy the minds of voters with that kind of inconsequential garbage, they continue to screw these voters, to take advantage of them, to force them into, if not poverty, certainly out of the middle class. What happened today in Missouri is a classic example. According to CNN, with nearly all the precincts reporting, the amendment to ban same-sex marriage had garnered 71% of the vote. 71% of the vote. Now, I have to ask you, you know, these groups that work to get these kinds of sick, twisted measures on the ballot. Let's stop the queers from marrying. You know, if a couple of queers goes and get married, that'll make my marriage fall apart. It'll destroy marriage. It will. You know, marriage is something between one man and one woman. We have to put that in there because the Mormons out there in Utah, you know, they believe it's between 30 men and 7,000 women. They don't, you know. So we put it in there, one man and one woman. But if the queers get married, my marriage will fall apart and all my children will become liberals and the dog will die. So they did it to the people of Missouri. Now, there are several states that have this as a ballot issue on guess what day? That's right, November 2nd. Oh, what happens on that date? That's right! That's when we select a new president. Because you can't get these brain-dead Republicans to just to go vote. And apparently, the Bush crime family figures there's not enough religious fundamentalist crazy people in this country to vote George into office based on the merits of what he's done, because he hasn't done anything except destroy everything. So they make sure in some of these battleground so-called states, like here in Georgia, which is not a battleground state, but we have it. Don't we have it, Kathy, on the ballot coming up November 2nd?
Should the Constitution of the state of
fill in the blank
be amended to send the queers packing? Should we put into our precious state constitution here in fill in the blank an amendment that says people who happen to be homosexual are to be considered second-class citizens? We are going to enshrine discrimination in our precious little state constitution here in fill in the blank. And that's what happened in Missouri today. 37 other states, including Missouri, already have laws defining marriage as only between a man and a woman. Oh, no. Ain't going to have two men get married. Oh, God, no. Well, what are your views about this, Mike? Well, my view is that I take the old Soviet Union view on this about marriage. If you want to get married, and the state has an interest in marriage, especially in Western capitalist democracies like we live in, the smallest unit of capitalism is the family. So the state has a vested interest in seeing that families are put together. Now, if the state does have that sort of a vested interest, then wouldn't it be better to say that marriage should be open to any two people who want to make that commitment?
Well, what about three people, Mike, or what about two people and a dog?
Two people want to make a commitment, then the state should sanction that, because the state has a vested interest. Now, if two people want to get married in the Catholic Church or a synagogue or a mosque or in the basement of a Buddhist temple, or want to go to a Baptist church or a snake-handling fundamentalist church up in the North Georgia Mountains and have their marriage sanctified, well then, okay, do it the way that particular religion tells you to do it. But if you just want to get married, you should be able to go to your local courthouse, shouldn't you? And just say, hi, Judge, my name's Mike, and this is my sweetheart, Ralph. And, you know, we want to enter into the bonds of holy matrimony. Well, forget the holy. We're not in a church. We want to enter into the bonds of state-sanctioned matrimony, okay? Because, you know, Ralph and I, between the two of us, we make $250,000 a year, and, you know, we want to be able to share benefits, and, you know, if Ralph dies before I do, you know, I want to, you know what I'm saying? So, there they go in Missouri. Now, the group that did the most to promote this dumbass amendment was the Coalition to Protect Marriage in Missouri. We got to protect marriage. How do you protect marriage? Family counseling? laws on the books against spousal abuse. Stop Rush Limbaugh from marrying people. How do you protect marriage in Missouri? How do you protect marriage anywhere? Have premarital counseling courses and classes. What else? I mean, there's all sorts of ways. But saying that queers can't get married, how in the hell does that protect marriage in Missouri? How does that protect... If gay people were to get married in Missouri, how would that be a threat to Reverend Jackleg's marriage with his wife, Beulah? How would that be a threat to his marriage? The Coalition to Protect Marriage in Missouri spread the word through churches and community events, raising money by saying public sentiment in Missouri was on their side. Hey, we're on the side of the angels. There ain't no queer angels. There ain't no queer disciples. There ain't Jesus wasn't queer. Yeah, but Jesus didn't say anything about queers. Well, he was thinking it. I know he was thinking it. Hell, it says in Leviticus, or one of them old Jewish segments of our holy, precious Christian Bible back there, you know, the Jews got it all wrong, but they had things down there about laying with a man the way you would with a woman, and how if you did that, we'd cut your damn head off, and you were doomed. So, you know, we're going to stick with that. Yeah, but Jesus didn't say anything about gays. He didn't say a word, you know. And the 12 disciples, how many of the 12 disciples do you think were gay? You know, you got 12 single guys, most of them were single, wandering around the Middle East 2,000 years ago, right? Sleeping God knows where, God knows what kind of an arrangement they had, showering together, going to the toilet together. Hey! So in Missouri, they sanctified bigotry today and prejudice. When my third child was born in Virginia, in Richmond, and at the time Wendy was born, it was against the law in Virginia for blacks and whites to marry. Against the law. Miscegenation laws. Remember that? Isn't that a good word? Say that word. Miscegenation. Sounds like it has something with maggots in it, doesn't it? Miscegenation. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm miscegenated. Oh, how's that? Well, I'm white and I'm married to a black person. Oh, my God. Get away from me. I'm gay and I'm married to another gay person. Oh, you're threatening my marriage. Get away from me. Jesus hates you. Get away from me. I hate this issue. I hate this issue. I hate this issue. But it's something that these right-wingers, they get their teeth and their claws into it, and they salivate. Oh, hey, we're going to raise some money. You know how we're going to do it?
How are you going to do it?
We're going to get Oliver North's mailing list, and we're going to talk about the queers. The queers want to destroy marriage because they want to get married, and that'll destroy marriage. And we'll send it out to all the churches. And we'll say to people, you want queers destroying your marriage? You don't? Well, then send us money so we can get this on the ballot. Here in Missouri, we got to make sure the queers can't marry. And so it goes, right? On and on. This is Bush's America. This is Bush's America. Enshrine bigotry in state constitutions. Nice, huh? Oh, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for...
those long life doodads?
We'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Anyone past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. The Forbidden Truth. Bin Laden, The Forbidden Truth. That was the name of the book by the French journalist and the former member of the French intelligence, and thanks to the folks who emailed that in to me. Matt is calling from Canada. Matt, welcome to the program. I understand you've been holding on forever. I do apologize.
Oh, it's okay. I just wanted to talk to you about... The whole threat level thing, I know that we don't have it in Canada, and since we're obviously fairly close, you know, to New York and stuff like that, obviously we're adversely affected, but not, you know, directly affected.
Right.
But it just seems to me that the way they're raising it and just sort of with the information that comes out, you know, how the information came out was, you know, old and completely outdated, and it just seems that... From our perspective, we're obviously an outside perspective, so I think we're more objective on the idea, and we can just sort of see that, you know, every single time it happens, when, you know, they say, oh, there's something coming, we don't know where, we don't know when, but it's coming, and it's just, it's such an edge of your seat thing, and it's just, it's so weird to watch from an outside perspective, just to watch your government just say, be scared, but we don't know why, or we're not going to tell you why, or at least we're going to be very vague about it.
You know, I wonder sometimes, I know that people in different countries around the planet have some real questions about the sanity of this administration that we deal with in this country. But I wonder what people in other countries think of the American public, that we tolerate this, that we allow ourselves to be jerked by these people, that allow them to remain in office, that we haven't begun impeachment proceedings against a mass killer who sent people to war, based on lies and false pretenses. And I can't help but think, what must people in other countries think about the American public?
Well, actually, I do talk to a lot of Americans. I'll be involved in political message boards and stuff like that, and I do a lot of debating with sort of the American, the rights and the the righties, and how I always ask the question myself is how can you with any good conscience, mm-hmm. Unless you're completely the most ignorant person on the planet, but how can you be informed and still want to vote for him? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes, that's the question that I wrestle with all the time, Matt. That's how we started the program tonight. I do not understand how anyone who can put together a coherent thought, who can do even a minimal amount of reading, who can watch anything other than Fox News Channel, how can people say, well, I'm going to vote for George W. Bush again? Or I don't get that. I mean, especially now, I can understand how people who were so grossly lied to when Bush ran in 2000, how Republicans could say, okay, I'm going to vote for him. He's talking this compassionate conservative thing. He's a nice, personable guy. Okay, I'm going to vote for him. But now here we are 4 years later, and this guy has destroyed everything in this country. How do they continue to vote for him?
I just don't know, especially when he, after 2001, every country around the world was so supportive, and there was such international support, and then he gave the finger to everybody.
Everybody.
And we all just went, what's your problem, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
horrible, horrible chapter in American political history, and I hope that on November 2nd coming, this chapter will end.
I wish I could vote for Kerry, man. I would put 100% of my effort into it.
I hear you. Matt, thanks for checking in, pal, and I appreciate your patience.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. You have a nice evening. Republicans in Tennessee. You heard about this? A candidate... The Republican congressional candidate in the, I think, Tennessee's 8th district is this guy named James Hart. He is a supporter of eugenics. Now, if you don't know what eugenics is, it's a discredited study of, putting together master races. It was popular in this country around the turn of the century. Of the 19th into 20th century. And there was an anti-immigrant, anti-people of color sentiment in this country even back then. And it was the basis upon which Adolf Hitler based his extermination of the Jews, his extermination of anybody who came close enough to be exterminated. Eugenics. Well, this guy in this guy in Tennessee, James Hart, Republican, says he's a supporter of eugenics. He says he believes that the United States will look, quote, like one big Detroit, end quote, if this country doesn't eliminate welfare and immigration. He says he believes that if African Americans were integrated centuries ago, the automobile never would have been invented. Now, I don't know what he means either. I don't know what he means either. According to the Associated Press, he shows up at voters' homes wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying a gun and tells them that, quote, white children deserve the same rights as everyone else, end quote. This is a sick man. This is a man who belongs in an asylum. This is somebody who belongs, who should have a straight jacket put on him, his arms bound around behind his back, shot full of something really bad like Thorazine, and put him in a rubber room and leave him there. But he's a Republican running for Congress. Hello, that's not a surprise, is it? And this is on the primary coming up on Thursday. Tomorrow. Today, in some of the country. He says there are certain people who are unfit, shouldn't have children. He's a real estate agent. I'll tell you a little bit more. What the hell? I'm going to tell you a little bit more right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Charts and graphs, charts and graphs. Love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 5 after 2. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the doldrum-fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts, facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We're still spying and eyeing some of the grotesque creatures of the media. I just ran across Alan Combs. He has a very depressing air about him. Yeah. As if he's been beaten, and he's got like the quality like that movie was with Farrah Fawcett, where she was a beaten wife.
The Burning Bed.
It's
directed by Robert Greenwald, who directed Outfoxed.
He has that Burning Bed quality.
I think that Alan Combs is everybody's walking inner beaten wife.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
It's about 27 before the hour. Malloy here on Resistance Radio, Air America Radio Network. I like to call it Resistance Radio. Ben, our Elgin, Illinois Bureau Chief and the webmaster at WhiteRoseSociety.org is checking in. Ben, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing pretty good.
Great.
All things considering. You know, back in World War II, there were a bunch of guys whose excuse was, I was only following orders.
That's right.
And we didn't let them get away with that. And I think that we can't, no matter whether that order that Lindy England was following or her boyfriend was following, actually her boyfriends were following, were, came right from the Oval Office. They are just as culpable for having obeyed an illegal order as a Nazi prison guard.
I completely agree with that. We spent an awful lot of time after World War II and executed a lot of Nazi war criminals, and I believe the time was well spent. And while I'm against the death penalty, there's a limit as to how far you can be against the death penalty when you're responsible ultimately for the deaths of 50 million people on the planet, i.e. World War II, when you're responsible for the systematic destruction of 8 million innocent people in death camps and furnaces, then I believe that the death penalty, if you could kill these people, bring them back to life and kill them, and bring them back to life and kill them, and bring them back, you understand what I'm saying? To me, that's very justifiable. But we spent an awful lot of time, an awful lot of money, an awful lot of terminology coming to the conclusion that you cannot say, I was just following orders.
Exactly. And the other thing that bugged me at the beginning of this, the whole Abu Ghraib thing, was how hard is it to say Abu Ghraib? Bush said it 17 different ways, all of them wrong.
Oh, he's such a maggot. Oh God, I hate this guy. I just hate this guy. Oh, Abu Ghraib. You know, he can't even say nuclear. Well,
it's pathetic.
We've got as you know, Ben, we have. Kathy has an entire lexicon of Bush malaprops and Bush this and Bush that. And at some point, we will be playing that stuff, and it's just astonishing that this is the President of the United States. Oh, my God. Oh, listen.
Well, the point is he's not really the President of the United States. He just sort of took the office.
I know. I understand what you're saying. Ben, thanks for all you do at WhiteRoseSociety.org. I do appreciate it, and take care, okay?
You're very welcome, Mike, and hug that little baby for me.
Oh, it's done. It's done, dude.
Take care.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.
If you haven't been to Ben's website, WhiteRoseSociety.org, go there.
More nations have nuclear weapons, and still more have nuclear aspirations.
I've got an aspiration for you. The connection between gay bashing and this freak in Tennessee, this Republican who wants to represent the 8th District there and who believes in eugenics, I'm not going to point out the close connection between what happened in Missouri today and this freak in Tennessee, James Hart, who wants to represent the 8th District, who believes in eugenics. He insists his beliefs have nothing to do with racism and everything to do with what he calls favored races from Europe and Asia and less favored races from Africa. Now, what he wants to do is to live in a country populated by his favored races. And he says, he said in an interview with the Associated Press, if an individual demonstrates the ability to produce and contribute to society, he or she would be encouraged to have more children. People on welfare would not. Wouldn't you like to take this guy and put him somewhere? I don't know. You remember what Room 101 was in Orwell's novel? Room 101 where they took Winston Smith, and apparently where they took Julia, too, where they took everybody eventually to break them. Room 101 contained the most horrifying thing in the world. And, of course, what was in Room 101 varied from person to person. I've often tried to figure out what would be in Room 101 for me. Haven't figured it out yet. But you know what would be in Room 101 for this guy? What would be in Room 101 for this guy would be the equivalent of being in Room 101 would be to take him to a country in sub-Saharan Africa, strip him naked. Now, I can go as far as you want me to with this, but, you know, this is a radio and there are people listening, so I don't know how far I should go. But turn him loose in a country where the people understood his point of view, understood what he was talking about. Just turn him loose and see what happens. But the point I'm trying to make about bringing this guy up, he's a Republican. He's a Republican. And I don't care how the Tennessee State Republican Party is scrambling to say, oh, God, we don't know who this guy is. No. He's a Republican, you morons. When he wasn't talking eugenics in a congressional campaign, you people were more than happy to put him out there. You people, your Republican state committee in Tennessee, you were more than happy to have him go fundraise for you. You were more than happy to send him around to the Christian churches talking his racist filth. The 8th District covers the mostly rural counties of northwest Tennessee, from Memphis to Clarksville. That's who, or that's the area this guy wants to represent. Oh, well, I'm not a racist. No, I believe in favored races and less favored races. And don't you know, I'm a member of the favored race. He's a Republican. So eugenics as a platform issue in Tennessee, no offense to the good people in Tennessee. Look, Democrats and liberals up there, progressives, independents, you all must be gagging on your grits tonight. I mean, you just must be gagging on your grits to have some piece of human waste like this running for a congressional office. But the fact is, he's a Republican. This is what the Republican Party embraces. Well, Mike, no, we want Negroes. We do. We're all the time looking for Negroes to put in the Republican Party. Hell, in the 2000 election, we put a bunch of them up on the stage. It was kind of like those old slave auctions back in the 1800s, you know. We had them all up there. Good Negroes. I'm not talking about your bad Negroes. We like good Negroes. We really do. Hell, I wish I could still own me 6 or 12, but I can't. I can't do it. But, Mike, you know, we're not racist. No, we're not racist at all. We just understand God's will. You know, it says in the Bible that a slave should not rise up against his master. If you're born a slave, you got to remain a slave in hell. That was working here until Abraham Lincoln came around, and then all hell broke loose, and, you know. But no, we're not racist, Mike. We love Negroes. Oh, God. The connection between this eugenics Republican candidate in Tennessee and what happened in Missouri today, the connection is not tenuous, it is broad, it is solid, it is Republican. See, if we could breed out the gays and breed out the Negroes and breed out the Jews, and breed out the Catholics, and breed out the Italians, and breed out, you understand? You see how this works? Do you see? And the Republican Party is home to these people. Have I mentioned? No, I think I have. All right, Brian is calling from Dallas. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Brian. How are you?
First, I'd like to quickly say you don't know how happy I am that you're back on the air. It's just like, you know, I could go on, but I won't.
Yeah.
anyway.
I know. I'm happy to be back on the air, too.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I wanted to make up a commercial called Common Sense that they should air on TV. And, you know, I know that's lacking in half of the electorate in this country, and they're called Republicans. But, I mean, it's simple. I mean, you have 1.8 million lost jobs, which is the first time we've had a net loss of jobs since the Great Depression. We have a president presiding over the largest deficit in the history of our country. We have 4 million Americans who have lost their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 million Americans who have been driven into poverty. We have college tuitions that have risen 33% in 3 years. We have health care premiums that have risen 33% in 3 years. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I'm so disillusioned at the country that I live in that one half of the people that live in this nation would actually support another 4 years of this atrocity. I mean, it's
astonishing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And I'm thinking when the convention starts for the Republicans, what are they going to run on? I mean, it's just going to be like a
terror,
you know, going back to the early 30s in the Reichstag.
Yeah, they're going to run on this.
I mean, all they can do is attack John Kerry personally. All they can do is have a campaign of fear, a campaign of personal attacks, because they have no campaign to run on their own.
Well, George Bush will say, you know, given a choice of allowing your terrorists to come over here and blow stuff up, and the choice not to have them come over and blow, I'll always pick the choice not to have them come over here and blow stuff up. That's essentially the entirety of the Republican platform in 2004, that George W. Bush will stop the terrorists from coming here and blowing things up.
And also the things they aren't talking about is, you know, if, for example, here in Dallas, property taxes have gone up an average of $830 per year per household.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got your little Bush tax cut, you didn't get one. Let's say you're a family sending a child to college and you own a home. Mm-hmm. You know, your college tuitions have gone up about $1,200 a semester, and then you have $830 tacked on for property taxes, and how much
but you
gasoline.
Know, but,
I mean, it just goes health care premiums. I mean, nobody got a tax cut. It's
but
a joke.
You know, Brian, the good folks of Texas will give give their electoral votes to this guy. Hey, Brian, thanks for checking in. We got a break here, got a boogie. I'm glad to hear from you. I hope you call back. All right.
Yeah, and I love you, man. And give your little baby a hug and your
wife,
too.
I'll do it. You take
care. All righty, man. Thanks a lot
for checking in. I'm Mike Malloy. You're listening to Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I want to mention before we run out of time, the program is produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bate tonight. Thanks to Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. And don't forget to check out the website at AirAmericaRadio.com. All sorts of stuff going on there. AirAmericaRadio.com. Check it out. I know I'm going to leave a lot of people stranded tonight, and I do apologize. Eddie is calling from New Jersey. Eddie, welcome to the program. Hey, Eddie.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering how the village idiot is going to do against John Kerry in the debates, because I'm thinking, A, is he going to request for Dick Cheney to be in the presidential debate like he did with the 9/11 commission, which was a big joke,
yeah.
Or B, is he going to request for the questions ahead of time so he could be better prepared? What do you think?
I don't know how that's going to play out, Eddie. I, we all know that our man Kerry is charismatically challenged. Not that that matters, except that it does matter on television. I don't know what Bush is going to do. I just hope that Kerry will... I don't know what I hope will happen. The whole thing's got me nervous. But Bush is a fool and a freak, and he can no more answer spontaneously than he can fly a military jet. You know, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be awful.
Yeah, Mike, you remember, I think it was last year, this is what pisses me off about this guy. When he was involved with that Michigan University about affirmative action, I don't know if you remember about that.
Oh, sure.
And how does this guy have the gall to speak about affirmative action when he got into Yale with a C grade under his father's name?
Yeah,
it's
well,
a big joke.
Yeah, I know. They have different terms for it if you're white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Eddie, let me try to squeeze another call. Thanks for checking
in. Great show, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
Joel is calling from Florida. Joel, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, Joel.
Yeah. Listen, I can just about hear you.
Yeah,
listen,
okay.
I just want to, please, I really mean this in my heart. I don't know how else to say it, and to anybody, you know, who can hear me, and, you know, that there is, out across America, there is a 9/11 truth movement. Are you aware of it?
not as a movement. I know most of us would like to know the truth about 9/11, sure.
Okay, as a movement.
Yeah.
Would you say it qualifies as a movement? We've got a pile of books already written, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
We've got dozens and dozens of good websites, all right? Let me just suggest, can I suggest one website to start off?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, if anybody's gone to any of the peace rallies, if anybody's gone, hundreds of thousands of people have gone to peace rallies
right.
to stop this war against Iraq in the last couple of years, but particularly last year, over millions of deception dollars have been given out. The website is www.deceptiondollar.com.
What is it? Deception what?
Deception Dollar.
DeceptionDollar. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
DeceptionDollar.com,
excuse me.
.com, okay.
Mike?
Yes.
On that website, there are links to dozens and dozens of other websites.
All right.
Okay. And there's also a news. Now,
all right. We'll check it out, Joel. Listen, let me try to squeeze one more in here. Thanks a lot, Joel. I appreciate it. We'll check it out. What was it? DeceptionDollar.com. Okay, check it out, y'all. Michael is calling from Kentucky. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
First time listener. Actually caught your show tonight, and I like what I hear.
Well, good. I hope you're going to come back.
Oh, yeah, I plan on it. This thing in Missouri, I'm a gay male, and this just makes me feel so much shame for our country.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know, it's like you said, the Republicans going through, they're doing scare tactics, just like always. Of course, they say they don't do the scare tactics. That's Democrats.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's those dirty liberals.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to pull any kind of tactic they can to get whatever they can done. You know, they are the big government. You know, if they were not big government, then why would they want to alter the Constitution with an amendment for something so stupid?
Well, I cannot understand. In my lifetime, the political movement in this country has been to lessen discrimination, has been to bring more people into the mainstream. Whether it be people of color or women or gays or foreigners or immigrants or Italians like me or whatever. It has always been to try to make this imperfect society a little bit more perfect. You know, welcome people in. Welcome people into our institutions. And here for the first time in my life, I see a concentrated effort led by people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, trying to enshrine in state and the federal constitution discrimination of a level that is just vile. And it breaks my heart. Not only does it just piss me off so bad I can hardly see straight, but it breaks my heart that we have come to this in this country, that we allow this sort of thing to happen. Now, I don't mean we should suppress it, but I mean we allow it because we haven't taught ourselves how to think properly, how to behave properly. And it's just
a fear.
It's awful. It's just awful. It's just awful, Michael. I can't stand it.
If you scare people enough, you know, they're going to believe what you're saying is true, and it's going to affect them. You made a very valid point. You know, when you're basically poking fun, you're like, oh, it's going to wreck our marriage. My marriage is going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Senate hearings on the amendment, and Mr. Santorum stands there pulling up his little charts that looked like they were drawn by somebody in the first grade, which he probably drew them himself. And he's talking about, children are more well-adjusted, and they don't go and, you know, cause crime if they come from a two-parent home. What does that have to do with anything? They're not talking about a two-parent home. They're talking about a man and a man marrying versus a man and a woman marrying.
Oh, I know. You know, it's just disgusting, and I hate that. But you know, I'll tell you what, Michael. This is what the Bush crime family does. They use fear in all its various forms to control the population. This is a classic Bush crime family. A tactic whether it's terror alerts and Rainbow Ridge's duct tape and plastic speeches, or if it's gays getting married, or it's going to bring down the institution of marriage, it just never stops. If they can keep a population, this is what Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Goering taught: keep your population terrified, and they can control you. Hey, we're out of time, Michael. Thank you so much for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, pal.
You will, sir.
All right, you take care. Thanks for joining us tonight. That's all I have to say. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station, as they say. You have a pleasant evening. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this?
Realtor.
It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The campaigns of President Bush and John Kerry nearly had them on a collision course on Wednesday. Both candidates headlined competing events in Davenport, Iowa, addressing business leaders at an economic summit. Kerry promised a return to fiscal responsibility by adopting a pay-as-you-go philosophy. And on Wednesday, President Bush appeared in Minnesota, a state he barely lost in the 2000 election.
I want to be your president for 4 more years to make our country safer, to make our economy stronger, and to make the future brighter and better for every single citizen.
And Vice President Dick Cheney, campaigning in Missouri, said U.S. troops will remain in Iraq and Afghanistan for as long as necessary.
And we don't want to stay a day longer than we have to, but we want to make sure we don't leave too soon and have those states revert back to their past unfortunate history.
And Cheney called ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein a bad guy. An al-Qaeda plot to attack financial targets in the U.S. could still be on the agenda of terrorists. Broadcast news reports indicate new evidence involving a telephone contact between a captured al-Qaeda operative and people in the U.S. in the past few months. NBC News is reporting information recently gained from detainees indicates an attack plan was about to be carried out. The latest terror alert will not alter New York's plans for the Republican National Convention. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has offered that reassurance, and Lisa Romanello has the story.
Between terrorism and